Huh? Yeah, so we all get a sheep agreement. We don't understand. Yes.
The box of the panel, it seems to be halacha, you have to reveal the heart, mamish. Like, everyone, I can't understand. Like all the talk from the shir saying, I have to reveal the heart. I don't understand, but that's terakar. Again, everything is that everything which derakar is allowed is ripped, so the heart revealed. No, there's only one more little covering of an undershirt. Also, we all got a sheet of it. You don't understand. Yes. The box of the panel, it seems to be halacha, you have to reveal the heart, mamish. Like, everyone, I can't understand. Like all the talk from the shir saying, I have to reveal the heart. I don't understand, that's derakar. Again, everything is that everything which derech eretz allows is ripped, and the heart revealed. No, there's only one more little covering of another shirt. You don't like it? Good, so we all do it wrong. Good, I'm on your side. I said the back of it, we don't pass like the back. Yes, Avi? Ooh, that's a good question. Major question. What happens if a person is not wearing an undershirt? So here's the shirt. That'll be the top layer. I don't need them. They shouldn't wear the shirt. We'll come to that. We'll come to that. Now, there's one more problem. Yes? The Marshal, which the Shah quoted, is on the left side. I don't know. The reason is actually what to reveal the heart literally. Here's an interesting question. The different Batala is here. He always has to rip the jacket. And do it. Where? Simply because I heard of nothing coming to minute over the jacket, right? It's heard from you. So where is the jacket? Where? Which part of the jacket there is? Lapel. Pile ployin. Pile ployin. Why? You said a minute? Why is that pile ployin? Why? Someone's over the email now. Why? Namagalubo. But it's worse than when there are 10 garments and you're one on top of the other. Within this very garment that he's ripping. So what do you rip? After you're ripping the lapels, there's a whole layer underneath of that very garment. What does that shloka negah say? Here's the garment itself, and they obey. So the Zichron Vital suggests that if you want to rip the jacket, you should rip it on the fold. In other words, here's the lapel, and here's the main side of the jacket. So there's like a fold, right, and so on? You should rip it at the fold. It's okay. You rip it at the fold. What good is that? This is Dr. Stigadin at the fold. Is that good or no good? Going down at the fold. Along the line of the fold. So he wants to say, look, he says, it's true that there's no Gili Alev, but Since the garment is not blocking out under the Makom HaKtach, it's not a chsar. It's just at the border. I don't know about that. It bothers me a little bit. I mean, yes?
But all parts
of it don't think it. Okay. But I never saw it done ever. I never saw it done ever. One thing to make a lesson, at least to rip it along the fold, because that might be good. Ah, what? What's that? Oh. At the fold, not that. Come on, guys, a little imagination. Where the lapel hits the... They start to rip down over here. The bear will start up here and they'll rip down over here on the lapel. That's what it usually does. Start up over here, rip along the fold. See this fold? At the borderline. So if you rip over here and down the border, then the lapel will fall over. Right? At the border, at the fold. And he says, that will be considered Megala Tziba. I'm not so sure, because he didn't. Lemaitre, there's no more reveal than it was before. In other words, if he'd rip over here, that would be good. If he'd rip here, Mama'd rip the whole thing right in the middle of the jacket, and the whole jacket would fall down, that would be Megala Tziba, fine. Rip along the border, so until now, this much covers the heart. Not exactly an outcover. But having two covers and one cover. No, he means over here. That's what he means over here. Usually rip over here. He means here. And I say, do it here. Rip the whole thing, mama. The whole thing comes flying down. Of course, I say he's been arguing. I held the whole thing. You want to do. So,
doesn't bother me too much. Yes?
But they have a garment, let's say a person wearing a garment where the libo is ready to go looting. His limbs already uncovered.
I don't want to discuss that.
No, I'm
just
not sure. No, let's say a person wearing one of his undergarments, he's wearing a vest. One of his vests is already without his life.
Good.
So over here on a jacket, your limb is already good from the jacket.
Not true. Oh, maybe it is true. That's not it. No, but the way we said now, interesting. So all the time is, that the way our jackets are made, and assuming that Elie Handel is right with CPR, the heart's close to the middle, I'll take your word for it, so the jacket just wouldn't even cover the heart. Is that a fact? Maybe you assume that fact. But the jacket wouldn't cover the heart at all. So Jonah says, you can't come with time and say, this garment shouldn't block the heart. But it doesn't block it anyway. It never blocked in the first place. What? No. It's faith in him. The question lies is that he takes care of. He said, he rips it down. It's a different halacha. It's a different basal thought. I thought he was right. And although if you have two different garments, you don't have to do zek and negez zek, mask him. Within one garment, he has to be megalas alei. He claims. So Jonah says, maybe the jacket does not cover the heart at all. So the anatomy is very important. This is Torah matter. So why are you shear over here? So about a little matter we know, never. I hope we know some more Torah. Yes? The Zichron Mitzal claim, although there's no Indian of being Megal the lay of every single garment, but within a particular garment, if you rip a part of it, and there's another part behind it, he thinks that would certainly be no good. So Jonah says, but maybe in the heart, nothing covered. No, even before he started, nothing covered. If that's the case, I think you're right. Next. Then there's a threat. You're just Miyashim from China. He's obliged to throw a few and go. On the minute go. Jonah did a good test. That's the anatomy is right. Someone come back to you, go to the infirmary and find out the what's going on. Next. Now exactly. We'll get back to the Gemara. Apikasuso ena makevis. Guys, tell us. Come on, stop. Apikasuso ena makevis. So what does it mean? So first of all, the Rosh and Simon and Gimel quotes the lesson of the Rivers. But what does Einamaket mean? You should express Einamaket. What do you mean Einamaket? From Lolas and Loike. What do you mean Einamaket? What does that mean? Huh? It's still Yosef at the end, usually, right? So the Pasquilo was? So they should do it. So the Rivers says, after Kasusa, Einamaket means at the end, it's not Maket. The Pasquilo, you should rip the after Kasusa. You should. The Ramban said it's wrong, not true. And the Shulchan Aruch passed like the Ramban. There's no din at all. There's quote the Masechta Smacha. No din at all. I would lush any makir. What? What did we say, Shah? Oh, the Korban is done. The Korban is done. The Korban Gimel says that's exactly what it means. Ain't a ma'akim gili alei. Although you're supposed to have a gili alei, it's not ma'akim that. And therefore you're not required at all. Not even the chatzchila. Oh. What is apikasusa? What does it mean? So Rashi says it means a hat. What kind of hat? Laura Shah, color or cap? Black theme. What mean a hat? What do you mean a hat? So apparently, in those days, Rashi is after Kedusha Rosh and Makevis. Rashi is very, very short over here. However, the other Rishonim say, well, let's look at Rashi. Let's take Rashi's face value. It's a hat. You know what the hat? However, most Poskim assume, I think Rashi Nirishta this way, other Rishon, it's a Sudash HaRosho, V'nofel Lefono. So with the head covering, would come down and, the Arabs, no? They wear like a head covering which comes down. And
some sort of veil.
whatever, I'm not a bookie of these things, but apparently the Machaneh Head Tamid also came down. Kafir, whatever it's called. Covered part of the body. So I was wondering as follows about that. The Chora about that. If it means a Suzer Sha'arosho, it means a hat, the Chora, the Korban and Salah, which is mentioned, maybe, I don't know if you can learn that way. The Korban and Salah says, Enim Akim Begili Halei. Unless it comes out of the Kafir, covers over here too. What? Hold on. Exactly, hold on. If it means a hat which doesn't cover the heart at all, just hangs down a little bit, right? So you can't get the Korban the Sanus trap. The Eina Ma'akev means that it's not Ma'akev Gili Alev. So the Chora, what must you learn? Eina Ma'akev means Eina Ma'akev B'Diyevet. Like the Raivet. So that's a little bit strange. Because, Okay. Let's just leave it at that then. What do you convert? Let's leave it at that. What does Arab say? We said it for an undershirt. Biggest day. Actually, it's lost like this. Levush tachto, upasuach b'tseifo, uchshalov sho koshro. What kind of wild thing this was here. It was a kind of undergarment, which is open at the shoulders, and when you wear it, you tie it. Ve'alavish m'bifnin, ulefisha ein, osin osa l'levisha l'kabal zeya, shlo yitantu l'abusha, ein tzorach l'tzorach. That's the Torah. Quoted by all the Rishon. The Rambam writes, u'beged ha'zeya ha'dovek u'tzoro ein ha'akim. So the Gaon of Maimon, he says, v'chein kosev ha'or. So the Rishon B'tzal says, wait a minute, who said it's the same thing? The Orach writes down, it's not called derach l'visha. Right? It's not there, ain't also l'visha. It's just tied around somehow. Could be that according to the Orach, maybe our undershirt would be chayav and free. He doesn't say anything which is a kabbal. They only have something. They used to have tie things. I don't know, I'm not sure. Could be that the halacha l'maisa that the Orach would agree with the Rambam. I want you this funny case. He brought it a beferish in the sect of derach eretz, which the Rush quote. That matir ha-parkasusa. He was tied on. So the Messias said it was tied on, but the Enochlami undershirt might be the same halach. And it could be the Rambam would also agree. Because the Rambam in Perish and Mishnah is the Caleb, Perish Chav Tet Mishnah, says like the Aruch, that he tied the Africa Susa, based on the source of the Tanoim. Except the Elza halach, that's not a condition of the Torah. The nature of the Torah is any undershirt. It could be no machlokes over here. Just one's telling you what the word means. I want to tell you what the Yisod is. I mean, after me, that our undershirt to the Chora would be Potter from Kriya. Only one problem. The Zichron B'Tzal has another winner. I can't believe it. He writes as follows. He says, our undershirts are different. Why? Our undershirts are made to protect you from the cold. Because you wear different undershirts in the wintertime. Not meant to absorb the sweat. Our state trip is for them. Number one, that's only in the wintertime. But in the summertime, there's no shadow. Number two, most people in America have one undershirt all year long. They don't have summer undershirt and winter undershirt. But the whole thing, in Eretz Yisrael, there's no central heating. As a matter of fact, I took long undershirts that down to here. It's cold. They look at that. I might be higher than Korea, maybe. But a plain, regular undershirt that we have is should certainly be pop. Yes?
People have different types of undershirts.
It would
be not more undershirts.
You'll
have
snare sleeves on that. Leave with this thing. It's 2 grand.
It's all. Well, no, it's 100 grand. When do you wear, winter and
yeah, yeah. Yeah. People wear, I don't know. That's a good
shout. No, because they keep you warmer.
That's a good shout. I don't know. That's a good shout.
I guess.
Okay, I don't know. Could be. Well, there the window, right? Okay. What about the talus cut? Many modern Achronim say you should rip the talus cut. As opposed to who? To the sieve. The sieve is the one who popped up all talus cuts in Crete. How? The sieve says, it's an unbelievable, I find it hard to believe. The sieve writes, just like a beggar to be Yuchad the Zeya Tutter. So to a beggar from Yuchad the Mitzvah's part.
So
Something you wouldn't wear without another reason. No. Something you wouldn't wear without the street.
That's a big problem. That's what Paul is saying. If you wear only, I mean, theoretically, if you wear only for mitzvah, you're puffed from sitzes. That's supposed to be a garment. A kash of a maitha, it really isn't, but all right, but you're not going to go around to the doctor popping from Korea on that basis. It's a big problem. The chazanish should yachayim with the talus cup. Minigah all of them, they don't know it's a talus cup. I don't know why is that. Minigah, they don't do it. I thought if I cared, a jacket you don't have to rip, I thought for all of emo, I thought if you really should rip. But not all of emo, you're puffing in the mail, it's not a beggar alien. I mean, the horror, push up shot, she ripped, push up shot, but, yeah? Oh, no. All right, so about a Levi, it's the shirt only, he's not wearing a title cup. And he gets home, unless he can argue, aha, since it's a suspect, for the tip hold, your partner from ripping a title cup in the flop. Right? And we all, at least the suffering. I thought there's nothing to fear, but at least it's up. And then, the shadow of the beef, he said he's going to go home, still wearing a drip shirt, and it's most of a beggar. And we saw earlier, by most of a beggar, it's Shana Shaila, that's such a speck thing. What is that? And then for what? Ah, he's going to have to make a bravo. That's a good big deficit. Start on the office. I hear. It's another reason for an owner not to put on a talus cup. You shouldn't have to rip it. So I'm told to them they put on by habit, you know, but how can I go out of a talus cup? Somebody said to me this week, how can I go out of a talus cup? I said, you go out without a talus cup? Finish. That's it. You don't put it on. Every day of your life you put it on. Never. There's an exception. Okay. Put it on. Yeah.
Wait, they don't hold like the assurance and the Zichum brings down that the
Aruch
would
match
things that are just tied on.
Oh, not that way. Because Ram also learned that shot, but he quotes it differently. That's what the Kesusa means in Tzius. That's how the halacha has to be tied. Yeah. But the Mechaber quotes in another sheet. That the Kesusa is a kapa, which you wear at Tzius Peshuk. Whose sheet is this? Bechor. Hashib shot. It's not like Rashi, not like the other. Because Rashi talks about a hat, or talks about another shirt. Where did it come from? The Torah. The Chorah said that it's not a new sheet. It's the Torah and Rashi this way. I mentioned before, Rashi is talking about a Sudar, right? A Sudar, which is a Rosho, the half. But, what is a Kappa? I thought Kappa has to do with that word Kafia, no? Isn't that the same? Ari? Ari? No? Yeah. Kappa and Kafia, the same thing. So that's where you got it from.
Kappa.
Kippa. Oh.
Kappa.
But in any event, wherever it comes from, cap. I don't know, what kind of etymology here. But the mice says, that's where he got it from. No, it's a separate sheep. I'll tell you about Chat and Rashi.
So it's
a key. Hold on a second. And a Konami. And a Konami. It's all the same. It's all the same. Cap and cape and kappa and kafia. What else do you leave out? Kaftan. Kapota. It's all related there. We're in the interbunk contest, guys. But seriously speaking, it's what it probably means. And the lush of the smag and the smack, when they quote Rashi, they say, the sooner our rosh of a no full of fun of have a malbush. It is a malbush. Upotu kinas erak l'sniyus. Okay? The mela, the chorah, it's lav dafka, it's on the head. They have a different malbush with the sniyus, but also upotu. The fact that it's on the head, what's the ink of bark from the p'tur going to Rashi? We learned earlier, the p'tur, these are not the shirt. What's a hat? That doesn't count. No, not about the hat doesn't count. The hat that drapes down, the way the word sociologically, the thing which continues out from the hat, was a sneer spiala. So if you wear a kaput and a sneer, how much does it go over your head? We're all doing kaput. Still above the time? That's a pleasure shot. Now, the problem is, there's a couple of problems. Problem is, we don't work either. We don't work not the undershirt. And we also don't work the jacket, which is a sneer. Of course, the manashim. The manashim. Well, it's 2 days. One of them is Apa Kasusa. Right, one of them is. Is the undershirt Apa Kasusa? Or the jacket is Apa Kasusa? But not both. That's how I love to make of the other. But the Gemara tells us that what? Creel of clothing available for us. But if you can't go with that, the emotional trick with Kata the Sasu, you're not to make of the other. Doesn't work by Kriya.
It doesn't seem
to
have a hearing on the floor.
Even what?
Even
have a hearing on the floor. It's also something. We go to Kula because Sfeg is the Kula, yeah. You have not to say about the Kula Tata Nisatsu. So that's not so Pashin anymore. Now, before I get to this question, I want to ask you a different issue, which is something I asked you today in Shia. How can I be an Arpa winter coat? I don't know winter coat. It's protected from the cold. So Zichron Bitzal is a funny answer. He says, the Taz passes that whatever he wants to sneeze. You don't rip. He says, sneeze is lav dafka. It means anything you don't wear in the house is impossible. I don't know where the rules comes from. But Taz didn't say it. How's it out of his way to say sneers? He's saying about cold. What? Yeah, but he says it's sneers, and that whole bar is sneers. It's part basically says this is the definition of sneers. So I had an interesting idea over here, which was very radical. I had a radical idea. And his tragedy was very short. His time is talking about, well, he only mentions base as a measure of sneers. That's all. He's not measuring it as an independent criterion. Oh. Good. I'm going to pick up on that. Lovish Tom, I'm going to pick up on it. This. Different from. The Taz to Lush Lovish Tom. Where does that come from? Where does that come from? If you're going to be mocked, Mirren, say that you rip the with the coat, you're going to be a very modern mice. Like I lost a brother. Comes to a Levi, rips the with the coat, comes home, puts the with the coat in the closet. For 7 days, he walks around without a bag of karoo. You say, that's a lot. Mocked with a fan of Korea. So that's wrong. You don't make a takana chazal, but the takana should be in a way which is going to inevitably lead to a situation that's going to go without a bag of kula for a week. Therefore, they instituted that you don't rip the winter garment. Enough, hold on a second. Period. Forget it. You're never going to wear it in the house. So the chazal is stuck and you should rip a garment which you're going to likely wear in the house. I put all the stuff in the top. Here's the vote. The guy took the vote. The guy's like this. That's wearing a jacket. This jacket I usually wouldn't wear now. I never wear a jacket now. There's a rule. But the cub is the Alma. Let's see if he does wear a jacket. Now, when he's observing the shiva at home, the house will be full of Menachem coming all the time. Very likely he will wear a jacket. I've had very varying experiences. The shiva guys, they never would never ever wear a jacket. Never, never. You go on, it's never. Punk, they're observing the shiva, they're still wearing a jacket. You ever notice that? Why? I assume the covet is the covet. I mean, if people coming in, you know, it's Lahavdil, I have a formal Shem Baruch, and I also wear a jacket from Lahavdil. But people coming in, Choshev mentioned coming in, you know, friends of the father, friends of the relative, Rabbanim, Gedolim, and I was never going to walk in. What? Well, that's a problem. That's the problem. What's going on? We're going around in circles. And the Chanan, so it comes in a minute. So to keep the beggar to move on, whatever. Okay. But so therefore he's gonna wear the jacket. So therefore it's a shot on the top. And the top gets put there anyway. You're still put in the top. But that's all dear in the top. You could have said you were cut. But a winter coat you're about to put for this reason. Oh, why am I telling you this? So I have another skill. Which I happen very often I do this by a Leviah. But if you tell someone with the jacket, I say, listen to me. But you're gonna sit there for a week. I said, not just from people. You sit there for a week. Are you going to sit there with your jacket or with a shirt? Okay, that's my question. And more often than I answer, I'm going to sit there with a shirt. You say, what? You say that? You say with a jacket or with a shirt. There's no question that you ripped the shirt. And I already thought I had a proof 5 times over. But there's another proof, another part over here. And the reason you don't rip the coat is because the guy never wears the coat. And you want him in his pocket, and it should be a creeper beggar that's going to wear some shiva. And that's the whole positive discussion. Maybe if you rip the jacket you may wear for that week of shit in the covers, it still gets put there anyway. I said, the guy's attacking wear the shirt for the shiva, not the jacket. Now, Vada shouldn't rip the jacket. Now, Kareem, it's sharp over, rip the jacket, and then come to the debate over, is that where any ripped off? He said, me, go then it's okay. But that's not the way you're going to be talking Korea in that kind of a situation. And I was wondering, maybe that should be even true, even if you would never wear a jacket outside. Pardon me. Even if you never go outside without a jacket. we discussed before, the shock of the palace. They said, no, we're not out of jacket. But in the house, everyone, and no one wears a jacket. Ever, even for covenant, maybe that's going to be in a minute. Okay, everyone wears a jacket outside, no one wears a jacket inside. That's it. I'm not so sure. Could be that everyone would agree after the shirt only. Even the shock depends upon the outside. I might agree. If he doesn't wear the inside, the cover of the armor, maybe you should rip that one. We'll go all week without a better tour. Yes, John?
Why would you do the only armor? You wouldn't care with a wood jacket.
A what?
I don't know for sure. I mean, does anywhere say that you do not with the jacket? Maybe in the time we do.
Okay. But assuming that the minute call you throw,
no, I'm saying maybe the
door.
Maybe they just take it off.
Not sure. They have the virus by outdoors. The group outdoors by the base tower. It's freezing.
They're
in the snow, and they would never do that.
But in fact, they could take it off if they want to.
They don't do it. Unheard of. I wanted to argue with something else, she said. It's different than this hour. It's a new Allah for himself. A new Allah. Only garment you decree on is a garment you wear. Babayis is barakot. That's the way both in the house and outside. If you don't wear both in and out, there's no decree. And do this. You know. The winter coat, which you only wear outside, there's no decree. And he says a pajama, which you only wear inside, is also no decree. Has to be a switch in it, wear both in and out. That was wrong, but the whole thing was Ishkishtag and Ishkishtag. I thought the whole you saw had no faith. That's what I don't do it. What? He said that the reason why a puppet from a winter coat is what? Is whenever, based on his version of understanding of the top. Whatever you don't wear in the house, puppet. That's all cop fixer. Right? So he said, whatever you don't wear in the street, he's made a Gereshava. It's something based on that. If it's Gereshava based on a wrong deal for that wrong shot, that you also don't wear it. I thought the whole original shot was wrong. I thought the shot in the winter coat was wrong. And he was dicey. And his victim's extension I don't accept. So I don't want her pajamas. I heard about that, your pajamas. So what do you say, guys? What pajamas? Lou, give me a smirk. What? What I thought. But now I'm in similar. Why German undershirt? So what? I thought it's not a beggar mechubah. A beggar that you wear an undershirt, not a beggar mechubah. Because it's Because of the bad balance. And the pajama, even though it's against the face, alligator pajamas, the face, it's not what it was get. Still, it's not a bag of makuba, but pajamas is it's in the privacy of his bedroom. You have to go around pajamas. So therefore I thought that it's not a bag of makuba, it's the same tour as Begad Zeya.
That's not like the
Bob. What? What's that?
I mean, as he said, that
the
only
beggar,
it wasn't
here. Here
is
not a beggar. Is that for what?
For the
uncle's pajamas. Here is a pajama. Because there's nothing underneath, you say. Could be. Yes, sir. A fluky pajama, she doesn't wear a tummit. He wears 8 hours a day. I mean, he sleeps for the ramen 8 hours. It's pretty much tummit. I mean, 8 hours. It's a lot of hours. The others know the shirt doesn't wear a tummit. It's only wears 16 hours. Is that after me? Yeah. Now, hold on a sec. Hold on a sec. I thought the Taz meant that you don't wear garments with the sneers down, but you don't rip. That's what he said. He didn't mention the house only as a measure what the sneers be on. How many do you wear in the house? You wear it ordinarily. You always walk around that way. Well, in the house, outside. You wear it because you wear it all the time. Supposedly you put on when company walks in, or you put on for a hatana, you put on for it's cold. No, I put it at night. You can put it at night. You put it at night. No, I put it a different store. I need a type. Now, hold on a second. The problem, guys, the Ramon quotes the problem I mentioned earlier. The positive disaster. The Ramon says The Ramah says, with Medina's Elu, Ein Korin HaBegadzea, V'lo HaTar B'lo'le, Lila Noh. The Chatar of the Satri. What's Africa Susa? If Africa Susa means the undershirt, you should rip the beggar, you have no mark of the pot to up the beggar alien. If it means the beggar alien, you have no mark of the pot to the undershirt, you should rip one of them. But we do the Chatar of the Satri. Or Chashulchan is the Kashi. Tip 10. So there are Chashulchan and something you just said now. Beggar there is part of the Svon. Africa Susa is the Gemara, that means the jacket. Right? And that's one of the sneers beyond. How do you know that you don't, the rip and undershirt? It's slower beyond, no Gemara. Partially, Galas Bissar, he said. Partially, from a partial. Sarah Chashulchan. The Chayyim, one could also say the reverse, maybe. Go to the top. That, the means the undershirt. Aye, what about the fact you only rip your jacket? That's Mitzvah. Why? Because you don't walk around with it. You can end up sitting there for a whole week with nothing, with no better peru on. So now we have two possibilities. That because Susa means the undershirt, you know the jacket Mitzvah, so I want to suggest close to the top. But the Chashul in the reverse. It means the jacket, and on the undershirt Mitzvah. Either way, for some reason we hold both in it, and it probably is a wonderful shot in the Gemara, but we have a throw to the Marabe, to the Marbe, the other one. Whichever the other one is. Yes? Where the one of the fierce beyond? The kafir, if you want it, and it hangs down. This is what I read to you. Mag and smack. They say the fairish. Quote! Sudar arosha v'nofa l'fana v'avimalbu shupata kinas arat atzniyus. End quote. Well, they didn't have Cy Simmons, wasn't making jackets then. That's just their version. Okay, about that. What about a woman? I asked what's up a woman. What does she do? The Gemara talks about it. That's the Gemara. So what does that mean? The talent now that you can't do it anymore. They used to have all that garments be able to turn. You know what I mean? They were just around, just turn it around. You do rip one, and then turn it around, rip the second one, and then it's all covered, either one or the other. What do Bizman have there? So he says, Allah, so you do the mice. What you do is, you bring garlic in, garlic is ripped, and it's immediately, the rip is immediately, sort of put together with garlic in. That's mut. Pardon me. Safety pin. Not an expert. It's part of the Gemara. The Gemara says that I'll call a mason sholel achazayin, right? But isha sholel at the altar of next vote. The Gemara. But a woman's permitted to sew up, or not totally, not the ma'akha, but the partially sew up the Gemara last now long. But isha sholel at the altar of next vote. So she takes the safety pin, and it's very important to know. A rabbi should come equipped with a chavakadish, should come equipped with a safety pin. Otherwise they can get a big tzoros. What do you do? It's a major problem. It's a major, so the Aruch HaShulchan has an interesting pshat. It's Tif Yud, I don't know if you saw it. Unbelievable pshat. Aruch HaShulchan wants to say based on the second smell of Teretes and a Yerushalmi, that according to the Tanakhama, that a woman only rips the upper garment. What did it say over here? How did it come out? How did it say in the Gemara? It says, no word. It says, Echad ha'ish ve'echad ha'ish. Ha'kshim ha'lazer omer, ha'ish ha'karaz, ha'ish ha'tachim ha'chzirot sa l'chavea v'chol zeh sa k'varaz. What did the Tanakhama say? So the simple reading of the Tanakhama is, women live. That women and men are identical. The man with all his garments for, he knows women all through the organ. Hashem Shach. But the Ruch HaShulchan wants to say, no, it's not what it means. It means Ha'isha Karaz Echadish Vechadish, they rip. How they rip? It's different. Ish is all the garden, and Ish is only Beged HaElyon. It's hard to believe this chat is Shach Babu. Very, very shver. Very shver. And the one that it goes by to him, and Tanakam would agree to Rav Shimon Elazar, but it's impossible to use his trick of Machdi Rosh HaLacharel. He'd agree with Rav Shimon Elazar. So based on the Torah, Rav HaShulchan said, Halacha L'maaseh, the woman ripped only the beggar of Elyon and leaves the taftam, and this way preserving the Indian sleeve. That's like passing of Hashem and Allah. Only one problem, Rabbi Zion. Doesn't help us. Because it's not as dead, what we said before. One, she's wearing a blouse or a dress. That's it, nothing else. That's Zell. Zell. So even though the children be right, it's doubtful. I mean, it's nice to come to Gemara anyway. Maybe it's Shamazah, but not Abba. Still wouldn't help. So what do you have to go safety pin. Very important to bring safety pin. You should see it. See it. It's a big thing. Especially of Emo. It's a Chigala's Libo. Not a Shemin. Very careful to use it. Yes? Yeah, that's that.
You
what do you mean? What should do is get a woman to rip it. A woman should rip and she should put her eyes up to safety pins and no one sees.
Rip it herself,
okay. She's a woman. You have the supervisor be a woman, if possible, or what? That's what she tries to do, get a woman to supervise it. And she takes the soles up, pins it up right away, you can't see anything. But you got it, if you come without pins, I've had someone scrounge around looking for a bar, a safety pin and a bobby pin and all kinds of pins and cover it up with something else. It gets problematic. Yes? No, usually we'll see soon. If someone's called, we'll get to it in a minute. You'll see in a minute what I mean. Not a minute, we'll see tomorrow what I mean. Tonight what I mean, whatever you see what I mean. Yes? I don't know when we're going to finish it. Yes? She's wearing a jacket? A woman is wearing it, like a jacket, a suit, a blouse with a suit on top of a businesswoman, a suit. Oh, the emo. I don't know. Could be yes. Could be yes. Could be yes.
When he said a woman
wore
a suit,
I think
in the house, he said one man
wore
a jacket, but
we're
in the house.
Yeah.
Like that,
we
would say that.
I don't know. Okay. That was a problem. She's wearing a coat. She could just, do Kriya. And then if she has no safety, she just put the coat right on top again. That would solve a problem. Yeah. A sweater? Well, that's again a question. People wear sweaters in the house today. Okay, you know what I've discovered? Landlords, people with private homeowners wear sweaters. They don't want to spend so much for heat. Whereas, if you're in the car, no other way to sweat. So you put the heat up so long. But for this, you wear the sweat in the house all the time, save on the heating bills. And maybe she can do it.
It's cold.
Then you put it off a sugar at least. All it is to be mobster. You do the way with the sweater, on the heat, and then rip the blouse in a different place so that they shouldn't be able to see. All right. Okay. I don't hear. Uh-huh. Okay. Thanks. Maybe the winter will be alright. Coming out, I don't know, not sure. Yeah. Next. No, the quantity I have shot before, you only put it from a beggar to protect it from the cold. Because you never wear it. You never wear it in the house, but it keeps the heat down. You know, 60 degrees or 55 for the whole, then maybe come in. I don't know. Let me see. Right. Next. The Gemara says, in a Kami Safa. What does it mean, Kami Safa? What do the words mean? What do the words mean, Kami Safa? What does it mean, Kami Safa? Russian is Machlok Tanoi. I'll call a Mason school and what's the Mazda Kami Safa Shalom, what's the Mazda Kami Safa Shalom. Rabbi Yudah Meir called Kriya Shein Amazim Kami Sofa Shalom Ena the Parashal Tiflu. My time of the Tzivah Yitzchah V'yachim B'gadah V'yikah M'shnayim Kroin. It means Shinirim Kuruim Kishnayim. Has to be clearly a ripped garment. That's kind of by mistake. That's the biggest soul. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Sifri Bei and says So the Shabbat part of the Kula, only required for other the Emo. He writes, I'll call a Mason and welcome in the Ephata Begit Shlema, the Korea Master of the Mata. While other the Emo, so I'll call a Kula Sof. The Esham the Ramo says, Af al Shah Mason, so I'll call a Sof of the Chenoa. How does he learn Shah? that you have to rip an edge. You have to rip from one of the edges. That's called kamitah. But if you make a rip internally, you make some kind of rip over here, rip from here to here. But every single edge of the garment is intact, that's no good. That's how the Mechaba passes. It's a road we shown him learned. So the 1 minute, that's how the Rush learns Beferish. That's how Rashi and the Rif learn. Well, the Rashi and the Gemara. How's he learn? What do you say, guys? Puklet, exactly the reverse. Exactly the reverse. Okay? You see, the Rush required to rip here so that the portions of the tear should be separated. Looks simple. If you rip from an edge, they're not only be held together on one side and the bottom, so they're going to separate from each other totally. If you rip in the middle, they're being held together both on top and on bottom. The Rush says it's not so nicker. That's how the Rush says. Rush learns for the same reason, but the exact opposite thing. The guy makes a rip over here. Ooh, hey, what's going on? Rip from here? How does this happen? Rip in the middle. Must be doing the but if it's ripped from the top, he's wearing a T-neck. That's all. He's wearing a T-neck. You can't tell so much as it's a carol of shame available. They're snailed over at the scouting. They both want to make it a Zavar Shem Nika Biyose. And they're arguing what exactly is the Nika Biyose, because we pass them like the Shulchan Aruch and the Rosh and Kemat Kol HaRishonim, Rashi and the Gemara, Kemat HaDat Yochim. He's not Pesidok of Rabbi Hengersh and all the way. It's the role of Roma Rishon Aruch again. Yes? The Roma Makhriya, okay. Okay, next Gemara. Where's Rashi? Well, let's see the Rashi. Rashi says, "Rasa mazal kami tafa she'ain al b'tafa shlifnei atava ela kami tafa shlifnei atava shlifnei atava she'ain akua the korea tachtel today she near kinira akera." Next Rashi. "Rasa mazal ela korea shal beit atava." Afal gab the ain't of near I care, that kobe is at Savaru. The next question is much more clear. Give it away, the parents. Okay, right. Next, the Gemara says, call a mason kulam, or both sides. Right. I'll call a mason kulam. The Gemara says, I'm looking for it. Correct. Bibifnim, second wide line. I'll only the email, Mibachut. What does that mean? What does that mean? The whole series of perushim. Ramban learns which way you're ripping from. Are you ripping from the outside or from the inside? Starting, is the knife in, out or the knife in? No? Is that how Ramban learns? Mm-hmm. Supposed to yes?
Oh, you
know, it's
the
kind of stuff. Always ripping from the surface. Always. More from. No. It's like the Rush, like the Shulchan Aruch. No, you start from the, and I've shown you before, you start from the edge over here and you rip down the fold. Start from the edge of the lapel and you rip it down the fold. Okay, yes. What's two? I haven't got the clear. Patience. What? You got the clear. Are you ripping from here or from here? No? I said Ramban. How do you learn Ramban? You see Ramban. No, I said Ramban. I said Ramban. It's down there. Huh? How do you read? You have to read the Lashon. I don't know what Lashon is Ramban. What does it say? I said, what does it mean? Are you ripping from the inside or from the outside? Knife or hand, whatever he's using. Did you find it? I think the money found it, no? Take a look. It was good, okay. Lachnis yodo tachas haluka v'korea. Hold on. Now, Rashi and the Gemara learns Prussian. You should not rip a lower garment under an upper garment. We discussed, we mentioned before. We discussed the question of Begadeli. But Rashi on the Rif, and most Rishonim learn a different shout. So not Nizir is not as that. What do you mean b'chutz? Not, you don't rip on, you know, underneath. B'fnei kol adam. So it's two dinim, both. That's what the Rebbe says, right? Both shut together. Both. And both. The Chumsak was a Miri. So maybe they're not the last shot. That means all inside and outside, but now Veda versus his privacy. But the male, we know the second shot. Is he going to cover it up? What good is it to cover it, rip in front of 1,000 people? Is he going to hide it? So they hold the equal, they hold the last shot. But the male, we know on our own that it has to be in a fashion of visible. That's all point of doing it outside. It's a little bit of a different connection. Those both shot in the wrong. It's better this way. Right, once there, that's right. Once shot in the wrong, once the male in the wrong.
But you're inside and you just rip the outside.
So what happens if a guy ripped in a room? Rabbi Nima. What's it in? So he suggests he can rely with the Yevet on the other Perushim. That okay, it's okay. But it's Tirim. Because although we saw Machlokes, and although we find the Ruah is right that whenever Kol Shlo Tikei Korah Ketikim Chazal Lo Yotza, the Ruah says, but we don't find that Beferish in the Mechaber. The Mechaber only writes Lo Yotza Beferish in one case, and that is Korah Meyushav. He's sitting down, the Gemara Chof Medez, we saw. Everything else doesn't say it. You want to argue that for the Yevet, especially if the chumrus of Ave Eimon has followed. the machlokes. And although we find a, or Zeruah is right, that whenever kol shlo tikken korak tikken chazal lo yotza, or Zeruah says, but we don't find that beferish in the Mechaber. The Mechaber only writes lo yotza beferish in one case, and that is korak miyushav. He's sitting down, the Gemara Chafa Medes, you saw. Everything else doesn't say it. You want to argue that for the Yeved, especially if the Chumash of the Ava Eman has followed, maybe it'll be okay. In other words, sitting down is certainly no good. Other things may also be not good, maybe, but things which are only required by the Emo, and he didn't do it, maybe it would be Akab the Yeved. So that's one side of the Hakel, the end of the Yeved. And the second side is the fact that the other people who don't learn, you have to do it. But the Chatzchil, of course, no question. It should be done by Vivo, but Fnei Aveda. Now, the question is what's going on. What happened if the guy rips Peshat and Tiyas Neshama, the Gizmana Gemara? Now they're hit by the Leviathan, all those people there. What happens if you rip in the hospital? Nobody there. They go run into the house. Hey, come here, quick. I'm going to rip. I'm on an audience. Try to find an audience there. Some mugs and mice. I don't know. He doesn't like the many of many Chevra Kaddish, they rip the dafka in a private room. In America, many places, Chassidim always rip it, always rip now, baby, always. But non-Chassidic Chevra Kaddish, very often they rip and they say, everyone leave, please. You know? Let everyone please leave. And everyone goes into the big room and then the crowd will stay and rip free. Even those who are ripping for parents, the carbs is a little bit shrek. Oh, so just finally, left the kuda, here's an interesting thing. Because the Gemara says, and Jonah pointed out earlier, the Ritva said it, the Gemara says right down the next line, Bechena Nasi, etc. Gemara the Kess story, Kafe Asisa Bekumala Ba'afe Kriya Alma. Get up on a high place, and everyone should be able to see the Kriya. So that's what the Ritva says, that's exactly Kat Nehem Shra Gemara, like the Rav Rishonim. You have to do it with Viva Chutz, and everyone should see, in order to maximize the audience, you get in a high place, everyone should see. So he says, Yechur Basal says, you see, you have to maximize the audience. I just have to have in front of a few people. You should have as many people as possible. That's the Korba Fnei B'nei Adon, not Tamba Chud. The response is Beferish. Of course, it's not a right ruler from the Gemara. It's not a right ruler. Because the sheet that learns this Gemara, Kedei Laharal Shekriya Shekarata V'yikru Gam Heim. In other words, the Lame Shekorim Al HaNasi. There's a different reason to do that. It's not everyone knew that you have to be Korean HaNasi. But if you don't have a mother, then you have to rip in front of the maximum possible audience. And even according to the Shita of the Ritva, you should also maximize the audience, but Mikro didn't set up a Stam Rabin. How much is a Stam Rabin? So the Zichron Batal says, three people. So then, the part of the whole Shiloh would be, you see, he on the one hand, he attacks the Chevra Kaddisha, because they have a minute of ripping in the side room, not in front of the whole Levaya. And then he says, the Mikro didn't set up three people. There's always three people there. It's like, there's still always three people there. There's always everyone. There's always three people there. I even have Ashen Kapp from the other day. I don't know. That's a Shiloh. But the Chorah means is, since according to certain posts, it's better to have a bigger audience, it's better to rip Taka in front of everybody. If it's not possible for various reasons, as long as you have three people in the room, which is usual, then the Chorah would still be good for the end. We'll stop here and continue with the Shem next year, inevitably. Considering the halachas of Kriya, the Gemara says in Afkalmeis and the Beis, one of the distinctions between Ava Ve'ima and Shah Kalamesim is the first wide line. Al Kalamesim Rotsa Kareya B'yad Rotsa Kareya B'kli Al Ava Ve'alimo B'yad. Okay? Only by hand. So the Me'iri says, what do you do if this hem is too strong and you can't rip it by hand? So the Me'iri says, then you take a Kli and you knife, and you go through the seam, and you finish it by hand. That's what it says. Fine. What happens if you can't do it at all by hand? What do you do? So, Chor, if you can't do it by hand, you do it with cleat. So the Mugay Yosef says that you have to have a doctor by hand. And if you cannot do it by hand, you have to get a shliach, get a big strong guy, get one of the hagva guys. Let him do it by hand. Because it has to be done with Dafka by hand. Kali, Mashmah, it has to be totally by hand, even at the beginning. They're really a gever. to get through the seam and do it by hand. That's the Pashim Shat from the Yosef. As the footnote on the Miri points out. Sounds like it's against the Miri. Miri says you can start with a Kli, and the Miri says not that way. Because our meaning is like the Miri, Hayadua. Now, speaking of getting someone else to do it for you, so there's a very important deal in Chidushim on Korea by Rabbi Franz Almagolius, printed in the back of the Yoredeya. Meaning is, someone else begins the Korea with a knife, and the Ovel takes the rest and rips with his hands after that. That's the minute. That's the minute. Why? Why is that a minute? So before we get to that minute, what is the minute? So the Zichron B'Tzalel says the Torah, by other Vimo at least, it's a requirement that the Ovel rip an additional tefa. Because the first snip that was made with the Kli was the Kli. And it says, Allah, you need the adapter, and it says, you need at least a tefa, at least. So therefore, you need aside from what was done for Kli, you need an additional tefa for Yad. People are not miser in this. It's very tricky. They're going to look at the whole sum total. The guy will, you know, they'll cut a little bit with a razor, and some of them have to get the hems, a few bunch of hems, you know, a bunch of seams. To get through, it's already a quarter or a half of a tefa. And you rip through the wall, okay, it's enough, the tefa. The Zirchim B'tzah's Ma'orah, no. All of Ima requires a tefach, and a tefach means biyad, he doesn't count. There's an additional tefach itan. Unless you want to say, he says, but the Yevid, it's not makin. We discussed yesterday. But the Yevid, whatever you need, all of Ima above and beyond everybody else, then it's not makin, but the Yevid. For the Chatzchil is that you should certainly require an additional tefach biyad. Yes, Avi? So you're saying, that was a good point. What's your conditional tefach anyway? So then it should be good. As I said, not kamei sofa. You say it's not kamei sofa, because we need kamei sofa. We start with a clear, that the beginning part is not kamei sofa. I guess you could still argue that you wouldn't agree, perhaps. Right, well, yeah. Right, okay. Who knows? May I say it? No, it didn't kamei sofa. But then it has to be separated from the, so even if the first tefach is not clear, it doesn't count towards the tefach, it would still not be a chesaron of kamei sofa. I don't know, I'm not sure. The bottom line is that's how we do it. Yes, Heita. Of course, it's a sheer tefach plus. Achigali is only an addition to what? Right, that's what we mentioned yesterday. Instead of starting up here, which they very often don't get to the lathe, she better start a little further down. But you have to have at least a tefach, that's for sure. Now, yes, Joe. We discussed yesterday, it could be that all the requirements of other Vimo, above and beyond the regular Kriya, are only the Chatzil.
But he didn't do it though.
What?
But he didn't do the first beginning of Kriya. What? So I thought he doesn't have to do with somebody.
Oh, that's a different question. Must Kriya be done by the Avil himself, or can someone else do the Kriya for him? That's a good shout. So the Aruch HaShulchan was like Jonah. Aruch HaShulchan says, Kriya is a mitzvah of a gufo. Can someone daven for you? Someone put on tefillin for you? Can he sit in sukkah for you? So you can't do Kriya for you either. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. On the Ma'am HaKemes, I think. Let's see. Uh-oh. Maybe not. Yes, it is. Sif Yud Beis. Okay. Aruch HaShulchan says it. In the Biur of Franz Almagolius, he said it's not true. It's not true. It's not a Mitzvah Shibagufo. What? How do you define Mitzvah Shibagufo? A Mitzvah is not done by you, but on you, or with you. Film. On your body. Sukkah, you go in, just as you wear on your body. But Kriya, which is done by you, that's not a Mitzvah Gufa. No, I say on you, but I mean on your body. Your body is involved. It still has to be on your hand. That's already, not direct. Yes? That's a big gufa. I'm not getting involved. You know what comes up? This is the big shadow comes up by Bris Mila. That's what the whole deal is. You make a shliach for Bris Mila. Something that should be gufa. Can't do it. I say no. Gufa means only if it's done on your body. It's not on the kid's body. That's the whole deal in post. I'm not going to go into that right now. I think I'll probably help the other way. Kind of like, who would be like baby, like the Aruch HaShulchan? That's what we have, different sheets. Yeah.
I think when someone, when the person, when the person, if you say for the evidence, it should work with someone starts to rip you and they don't rip down a full tefach afterwards.
No.
Some of the person didn't do b'tor shichus. And the mistake, the person who rips the, from the beginning didn't do b'tor shichus.
Oh, your mistake comes from. Let's stop. What's he doing first? Help. Let's stop.
No, he wanted to, no, he just do something to help, help the other person rip.
That's what we call shichus.
No, why is there a shichus? He's not even kind of rip.
Weiter. Let's go. Okay. The chara. Even assuming that the din is that shlichus works, quote unquote, over here, we'll have a famous plow. Nothing is quoted the Gemara for. What's it called? No. Mitzvah bo yosu b'shlucha. So the question is, why is the minigun no chavre conditions? That someone else starts to blow rolling in South Korea, let him try to start himself. All right, not, you have to require some dexterity. Take a razor and to cut on your a garment on your body without cutting yourself, but maybe that's required, you have to be a little bit nimble for that. But let's say guy is nimble, he's good with his hands, he's a tailor, he knows he does this all the time. So why is it still a minig, it's still a minig that others do it for you? So the time Zalman quotes the Gemara in Tainus. Famous Gemara in Tainus. Gemara tells us as what's more, what causes more, how to put it, embarrassment and agmas nefesh and bosh with someone else, we're talking about putting the ashes. Right, someone else puts it on the on his head. What happens that? For sure, come on, Tainus. So that's the reason why apparently that kium is pardon me. That special breakfast. Okay. That kium is more important apparently than inevitable and mishlufa. That's what the meaning is that someone else thought. However, since it was supposed to maintain like the Rosh Hashulchan, you have to do it yourself, we do both. Someone else starts, and the person continues on his own. Of course, according to the Rosh Hashulchan, you'd have to presumably do a tefach on your own, assuming that the other guy's is no good. I'm not going to do a makbid on that. But at least they have it, they split it in half based on the combination of the two shikas, the Rosh Hashulchan shika, and the other shika that's bedakta should be dakta through somebody else. So we do both. We do both. Now, is any makbid in the Gemara about the shayla? Can someone else do it for you? And who knows shots? Anyway, my talk was discussed about someone else ripping for you. Lou? That's right. Only Gemara. Chavav Mebeis. The Karen, the Kotan, the Agmas Nefesh. What does that mean? The kid is a little kid and they want to make Agmas Nefesh. They want to show how terrible things are, what a terrible tragedy is, and a young parent died leaving a young child. So they go take the kid into the now and make they rip his garment and never starts to cry in the Agmas Nefesh. What is that proof? Which way? Which way is it proof? L'chor ha'ker? Say what? Somebody else not a katan? Was the real in Korea what? Maybe you can argue, I mean, you could, one could argue that he has to rip by himself. It says nothing that proves nothing. Okay. But l'chor ha'ker does prove something. Why is a katan? What's special about a katan? Is the katan that he's underage? Or is the katan that he doesn't have the strength to rip? Because the way nothing is he's underage. If someone else is 13, he has to rip himself, maybe. Not so posh. Not so posh. Because you can learn that a cotton can't rip himself because he's weak, too weak to do it. So if someone who's otherwise too weak, but it's a very, very thick seam, maybe others would also rip for him. Perhaps. Perhaps. Well, that's the question whether that's a good rag and there's a cotton is different. Number two. Number two. The Me'iri says, in the Chafim days, what's that? Right, okay. The nearest in the Chafim Beis, quote, Kriya eina metzuyo le'osus ayadei shaliach af api sheyotzi dechavosu b'kach. The only source to be shown, the Farish, is in Hebrew. The Yotzi. Nachum is vindicated. There's no source to be shown, to my knowledge, my knowledge is taken from the Zichron Patel, that says you're not Yotzi. The nearest says you are Yotzi. So they say in Israel, achad efes, right? One nothing. The nearest against nobody. So the other Rosh Hashulchan is, I mean, Chalila, nobody, but in terms of Rishonim, it's the Niri and there's no one who argues, and Achronim, it's unclear. The pressure tries that someone else, you are also to somebody else, and therefore the meaning is that you do not rip another tefach in addition to the somebody else. So of a V'imo, it's a kli, so there's another reason to do it. So the kids, the better thing to do would be to rip a tefach beyond in all cases, but I don't think the meaning is that way. That's right, the guy ripped for you entirely, you don't have to do anything. You have to lift the finger. That's the consensus, apparently. But the many years, he rips a little bit by himself, too. Now, That's, I don't know. I've seen very often even the whole tekeres and gansan the doch. I thought if the doch, I could tell. You don't find the father, the rip of the ray takes that she really rip more. But the people don't want to start ripping nowadays. They say rip, rip, they say stop. You know, we discussed it before. It's a big problem. I don't know why they do that. That's the way it is. You shouldn't do it that way, doctor. So the kiveger, on that, in Simon Shin Mem, in Taz Sipton Tezvot, talks about this idea of career for a cotton. So the kiveger has over there, Tzvei Dinim, Rebosa. Tzvei Dinim, Priskutar. Tzvei Dinim. How, what kind of cotton is he? Cotton he gear lechinuch or low he gear lechinuch? If low he gear lechinuch, it's a kriya of mashu. If it's a gear lechinuch, it's a kriya of tefa. What's the difference? What's the difference? The car is from here, from the tat. That's a din of chinuch by kriya. That's what Mickey Vega is saying. Fairish, based on the tat. The shach says, there's no chinuch by avelus. There is no chinuch by avelus, period. And he quoted the Farish Rosh, the Rosh and Simon Tzadivav, the famous Machlok, we didn't get a chance to talk about it. It's himself and his Rebbe, the Marami Wittenberg, this is famous in Shastar. The guy is an Avelis, the guy is losing relevance, the week before Bar Mitzvah, it's 12, Bar Mitzvah tomorrow, it's the next day, and he loses the relevance. So he says, God will tell Shiva, but they keep Shiva, doesn't they keep Shiva? Famous Shaila, Tashlum Imat, sir. Okay, similar question. What's the din? Is there a din of Shiva or not? Quote Allah and Shiva Allah, Simon Shin Tarivav Siv Gimel. Okay? So you see it from that, from the fact that Machloekos exists, what do you see? So before by Metzuat, what do you see? There's no din of Chinuch at all. The Shach says, no din of Chinuch. And they quote a Mordechai, says someone, Simon Tav Tav Ayin, and a Rashi in Pinus. They talk about a girl, about, on the Bas Mitzvah, there's no Chinuch. This is quoted by the Beis Hillel, it's in Shin Pei Aleph Siv Vov. You see from here the Chora is a raya against the Dogon Merivov. The Dogon Merivov on that Taz says, on that same Taz says, that the reason why the Dogon Merivov for a kid is a Bittul Torah. Bittul Torah? I'm like, kid is a Bittul Torah. You can't learn for a week. Bittul Torah. The Chora sees not that way because Das is not Chayavis a Bittul Torah Mikiradin. And therefore, and see if Narashi is that even a Bas. On the Bas Mitzvah, there's no Avelis. What's the reason, Taka? From the baseless, do you know what the reason? Avelis, we have to be them before. Why is there Avelis? The cloud. What's the reason for Avelis? So the baseless, there's no reason. The reason is, Tshuva. What was the Kodesh El? Tshuva. Avelis is from Tshuva, he said. And die, you have to talk about Tshuva. On the Bas Mitzvah, no Tshuva. Okay. Not a Baronchen yet. That's what he says. I thought a different shot entirely. I thought it like this, Rabbi. It's my shot. What's chinuch for about that? Chinuch is that you have to prepare now, but it's going to be later. We definitely believe in Mashiach going to come. It's going to be tchias amesim. The bila malos on that's not the pasuk says. It's not going to be any more of it. That's why it's not. That's why it's not chinuch for about. Don't want to say. Oh, the way for that kasha. What? So you don't chinuch for anything? No, he's right. What's a shaila? No. We discussed it a little bit, Kitz of Nimrod. Mitzvah potatoes, that's a lava. But no, Mitzvah ain't in the potatoes of lava, that's many we shown them all. Mitzvah not potatoes, that's a lava. You have to do chinuch now for that. But, Tisha B'Av is not going to know chinuch. Right? I sent a letter to my daughter, don't fast Tisha B'Av. She didn't listen to me. I let her back. She did fast Tisha B'Av. But there's no need Tisha B'Av to fast. So I saw Rav Shechter, and it's about Torah, right? Says Tisha B'Av is Avelis, no chinuch for Avelis. So there's no chinuch on Tisha B'Av. Say a little differently. Why Tisha B'Av? Because it's a Snebuch, it's a fast. When Mashiach comes, what's going to happen to be a Yatim? If you have the talk of Mashiach, it's going to come with no Kinnis. That's why I don't own any Kinnis. You don't own Kinnis. You're admitting you're not telling you don't own Eichel, no Kinnis. Mashiach, what are you doing? It doesn't pay. It's like sticking money into a green car. It doesn't pay. You believe it's Chiesa Mason, though. Oh, Chiesa Mason. So maybe it does pay. So Chiesa Mason. Sorry? No, Mashiach comes, yes, but it's Chiesa Mason. He's looking around, Ban Sharak move. I don't plan to go into that this summer. All right, so that was Yishalom, it's for Yishalom. Okay, now Vayter Rabosa. On Chavdalim and Aleph, the Gemara tells us, Imbola Hachlif Machlif, the person, I'll call him Mesa, the person wants to change his garment, he may do so, and not rip the second garment. The Mi'iri has a Machloikas over there. Is it only Mutal the Torah, which the first garment smells, or even Shalom the Torah, stop, wants to wear different garments. Why should we do Mishloah Tzorah? because it's not bitl avelos b'yadayim, it says. It's not bitl avelos b'yadayim. As opposed, Rabbi Osai, the Miri says, to turning the garment around. If you have zoras akera, we discussed earlier, have zoras akera, everyone agrees that's bitl avelos, you cannot do. So it should all the But changing the clothes, everyone knows you change clothes. It says, no, it's not a bitl avelos. He's not changing clothes in the bitl avelos. Changing clothes in the first garment smells. Not a bitl avelos. Mechaber is mashmallow kulo. It's mashmallow kulo. That you can change your garments for no reason whatsoever. Befrat from the Ramah, there you see, he's making even Achzoras Akera. Ramah's even Achzoras Akera is what? Against the Meiri and other people who argue. Okay, that's the introduction to the Sugi. But the Gemara is one exception. The Kvod of the Imo. By Kvod of the Imo, if you change garments, you have to rip the second garment as well. Okay? Do Sham as a Shaiva. The Gemara has distinctions between Ovav V'Imo and Shaiva Krova. What are the distinctions as far as sewing up the garment? We had a Gemara, Chavav Menal. Ve'elu Krovim She'ein Mizachim. Hakarei Ovav V'Imo. But other Krovim, you can't sew it up. So the Yerushalmi wants to know, this rip, the second rip of Ovav V'Imo, may we sew it up or not? On the second rip. The Yerushalmi is not sure. So the Bible of Jesus in Yerushalmi. Do we say, you know, Kitel Sefes? Oh, that's a shadow. And Yerushalmi has another nafkamina. The second rib, not the original rib. The original rib is Eina Masafim. The second rib, you change your garments, if you rip again, and the second garment, may you sew that up or not. Where's that shadow? Pardon me, I said it over the room. Sorry, stand correct. The Gemara of the Bible is a shadow if you can sew it up or not. I'm sorry. The shadow is a different form. Yerushalmi says that dependent upon this shadow in the Bavli, whether you sew up the second garment or not, will be dependent on a different shadow. What's a different shadow? The different shadow would be, how many garments must you rip the second time? That's the one, sorry. Must you rip all your garments the second time around? Only one garment. What's the clear? Is the second one have all the chumras of the emo? And then with Einam is Achei, rip everything? Or is the second ripping just a new din? That's what Yerushalmi says. Now, we paskin ain't a misach. Pas ain't a misachim. The Chora therefore, you have to rip everything. And he says it's against Rav Haigon. The Ramban says it's against Rav Haigon. Rav Haigon said only have to rip one. The Ramban is Teish Samachay is a kind against Rav Haigon. And the Mechaber paskin like the Ramban. What are Rav Haigon do? Maybe Rav Haigon paskin misachim. He'll agree with the plea of the Yerushalmi. He'll paskin the kula on both. The Russian Simon Chavchet quotes a machlokas about that. Whether he paskin misachim or ain't a misachim. Right? We're not sure how to paskin in the shadow. We'll call it the other nafkaminas, no? Nafkaminas, for example, for what about the kli? Right? The kli? What about adlibo? There's all these nafkaminas which we had until now, well, these not going to apply based on Sakira of the Gemara. The Gemara tells you about Misachim, nafkamina also for how many garments, how much of the garment, and higher up the garment, and all the other distinctions we had in the previous Sugya of Chavbeis and Midbeis. The Meiri also discusses in that same Sugya on Chavdalet, what if you add a garment? We referred to it 2 days ago. Not that you change it, but you add it. So some say, but Ovav V'Imo also, there's no need to rip the second garment you put on. You know what I just said? If you change it, you have to rip out the Ovav V'Imo, you have to rip. If you don't change it, add, maybe not. We discussed about the Chevra Kaddish, you say you take off the jacket and put it on again. Why? If you use Ovav V'Imo, so the answer is, maybe Ovav the Meiri, that there's no need to rip that one. Because the Meiri holds that way, the Orchaz Chaim, the Raim, the Ashlomo, and other poskim hold this way. What's the longest behind it? If you change garment, it's a bit of a bitl avel. Remember that we had before. The Meiri said, if you turn it around, it's the ultimate bitl avel. He claims everyone holds it does. Ramah's maker, but the Meiri said, everyone holds it does. Both does. So the worst bitl avel is Chazoras HaKera L'Achorah. The Gemara Shaila of being Machlif is in between. But being Mosif is even less than a bitl avel, because the other one is still there. So therefore, you see what I'm saying? The three Madregas. Ultimate bitl avel is Chazoras HaKera. They're according to the Meiri, everyone holds it does, even though the Ramah's maker. The case in the Gemara is in between where you're machlif, and the most lenient case is where you're mosif, a beggar. That's not a bit lavelis, it's to walk around with the grip garment. But even there, there's still a argument. Yes, Israel.
If you say that the whole point is Kriya, not the whole point, but one, the Megalad Limbo, you have to see how the garment here, not the Megalad Limbo anymore, it's theoretically terrific.
Well, we discussed that yesterday. The Megalad Limbo may not be taken badaf. The Ritva says a whole loop shot in the sugar against everybody. The Ritva says, if I'll other the emo, and ball a hakleth makleth. He said like this. The cover of emo, you know what it means? That if you want to, you can rip it. Unbelievable shot. By Shakrov, he says, person lost a brother, and he changed the garment, and he wants to rip the second garment, so he can sit the whole, sit the whole 7 days of Shiva with a ripped garment. Now how to do it? Baltashis. Baltashis, you're sleeping and wasting a garment. All the vimo, it's mutter to rip it. Option, that's right, here we go. Option. Optional breakfast. Option. 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 That's what the Ritva says. Yeah. I wanted to be arrived from this Ritva to a shop. I think I mentioned shop to you yesterday, the before. In Simon Tov Vase of Cotton Gimel. The shop says there's no Baal Tashas for other Vimah. You grip as much as you want. The Vase arrives this Gemara. Maklis really up, he's in, there's no really thing you have to. But if you want it, you may. No Baal Tashas. Keep it Aveim is so great. As much as you rip, it's not enough to keep it Aveim. There's no limit to showing keep it Aveim. Tashas Beferish? Where? Follow from the days what? Where? Yeah. Ain't all the crowd over email like I should go. Leave a comment on the car shop here. Oh, in a different context. Most correct. Tell from the base says there's no about Tashkent for Elohim. That's it, because keep it up in. Right, right. Very good. Correct. Excellent. Different story. Okay. Different story. Now, Kavina would be, what about a suit? I told him, I said, I mentioned to you yesterday, I hold a nikah that a suit does not require kriya. But I said, if the guy wants to do it, for whatever reason, so the Elohim is not baltashkis. But he's doing more, he's doing a greater kibbutz of it, not baltashkis. Oh, what happens in the following this, the following case? A person doesn't know the din of machlef koreya by Elohim. They switch shirts, he feels his first shirt is smelly, he's going to change it. Then they tell him, Mister, if you got a new shirt, they rip the new shirt. No. Take off the shirt right away, put on the old shirt, which is really ripped. Is that good or no good? So the Zichr B'Tzal said it's no good. Once he had worn it, he has to rip it. He took it off. Too late. For the sky of a beggar with Kriya. I thought he was wrong. I mean, maybe he's wrong. How do you know? I mean, the whole reason there is because of Bitl Avelis, right? So my dehava hava, what was. Right now he's wearing, he took it off. I don't see why he should have to rip the garment. Yes?
We know what the normal comment says, you want to cost of Vegas, but you've got to take it off.
Correct.
So how is that?
Yeah, because then it's before the Avelis. He hasn't started yet. It's different. Here it's in the middle of the Shiva. Different. Now both sides, I have to end the Shia soon. We have to end with one kasha, with two quick terutim. And then we'll discuss the barichas at noon. The kasha like this, world famous kasha from the Maharsham. The Maharsham has the following kasha. What happens if a person on the seventh day of Avelis to Shiva from parents, on the seventh, what do you do on the seventh day usually? No, you get up from the Shiva and you go to work. What do you do with the garment? You change. You don't go to work with a ripped garment. Good. So you change the garment. Shiva's over, right? Shiva's over. So you go with your garment. Right guys, who says Shiva's over? Who said Shiva's over? Who said Shiva's over? Mitzayo, the Kula. But the Pshuto, at the Machlokas, who and who? Abishol and Rabbanan. So why we make it? Why? Halacha Kadir and Mekil? Bavel. But the Gemara is later on the Farish. That Kriya Lakud, Avel is Lakud. And Kriya don't tell up the Gemara Bavel. So the guy should have to wear his ripped shirt to Brahma Hashem passes Halacha until sunset. The Tzak, the Chaim of Broken Quotes. Chuvas Marsham. The Hakka Lord of the world does it this way. That's the kasha of the Maharsham. No one does it this way. Nobody but nobody. That's the Maharsham. Chaim Brocha quotes it, Os Kuf, Sifkot and Peah, the Maharsham comes. So there are two terutim I want to share with you. One is the Zichron B'Tzalah. The Zichron B'Tzalah is as follows. Whatever the halacha is, and there's no avelus because of alachka de remegel ba'avil, there's no kriya either. When is a separate shalom kriya that we have to say, no, that alachka de remegel? Whenever the shalom avelus is the result of nafkamina for kriya, there's no kriya either. How do you know? So the Farish of Gemara says, Adav Chav. This is what we'll be discussing about Richas this afternoon. So, exactly. Is Shmur Rechoka 1 minute, or is it 7 days? Or Akiva Chacham. We pass it up to Ramech of Ovel. That's going to be Akiva. So do you rip or don't you rip? So the Gemara says, Adav Chav, the Beis, there's no Kriya. Right? There's no Kriya. There's no Kriya without Shiva. Frek the Zichron B'Tzal, wait a minute. But the whole reason there's no Shiva is why Halach can make a Ba'avil, let him rip Kriya L'chud. Answers the Zichron B'Tzal, no. Whenever there's a different Kriya which results from Avelis, there's no Avelis, there's no Kriya. We made it here too. On the seventh day, the reason we have to be Machta for Kriya Mishim Avelis, right, as a result of the Avelis, there's no Avelis, we pass like Abba Shalom Avelis, we made it, there's no Kriya. That's the answer, very, very interesting answer, which is given by the Zichron B'Tzal. Okay? Rav Shechter Shalita in his Birurim B'Dini Avela Simon Aleph, the very first opening line. What's the matter? You don't believe it. We'll see the discussion in the afternoon. He gives a different verse, a whole different verse. Svei Dinim in Kriya. This is my later. We'll finish with this. Svei Dinim in Kriya. One Dinim in Kriya of Vishas Chimum. Means that a guy's Shas Chimum is so upset that someone died or some of the other things that the Gemara talks about, Chafei Chavav, I rips, Shas Chimum. This has nothing to do with Avelis. That means Avelis Lechud and Kriya Lechud, unrelated. There's another name of Kriya. A Kriya Midin Avelis. Like an hour Gemara. Machlif, if it's Machlif and a Korea, it's considered a Bitl Avelis. It's then a Bitl Avelis. Okay? A Bitl Avelis. I thought it was a little bit riotous. That's why the Gemara just says in a Chavdal, not a Chavveis. Chabez was the distinction of the most part of Shas Chimum. Here is the special on Chabdala, because it's Shadim, considered Avel. My Akim, he says, Halamayu. Halamayu. Halamayu, when it's not for Shas Chimum, it's no Kriya. Why? Because we didn't have Avel. There's no Avel, it's a Halamayu. Because the Pesach Tshuva, Sivkad Nirala. Simon Shemek, Sivkad Nirala, when it's Kriya, Shalom, Shas Chimum, does not exist in Halamayu. It's made it like this. So what did it keep it out of aim? You have to be back with the Korea, we didn't have Avel. Halach the Rebekah B'Yavah. The quotes that we mentioned before, Yad Malachi, Bez Chodesh, is also going to make, even though it's not Kibbut Avein. How about against the Maharsham? So you can say, Mixim Kulo, on day 7, as far as Isharim Achav with Korea, it's not that in the Kriya B'Shad Chimu. No, it's also that it's day 7, not Shosh Hashim. It's the Avelis. Kibbut Torah Avelis. And this we do say, Mixim Sayyam Kulo, because of Halach the Rebekah B'Yavah. We'll stop here, and then we'll continue with 12.
Achav, that's the last year.
Quotes about a Kasha of the Maharsham. Hashem asks, the Gemara says that all of the emails matter for Korea. The question therefore becomes, what do you do on day 7? On day 7, the din is that the person stops the Avelis, the mixes the Yom Kekulo, with a loch of a Megal Ba'ovel. So the Hashem asks, if that's the case, if he, even though his Avelis stops, he should still walk around in a ripped garment. Because the Gemara tells us, on that Chav Avim Beis, although Halachtiv, Hamam Hashem Halachtiv, and Megal Ba'avel, but our Veil is Lechud and Kriya Lechud. They're two separate inyanim. So in a Kriya, we should go Lechud. We mentioned this morning, two terutzim into this Kasha. That's why I wanted to discuss this very important matter. Two terutzim. The Zichron B'Tzal gave an answer by saying that since you're in this case, as opposed to Chav Avim Beis, in the case of the Maharsham, the real machlokus is in the avelus, as to when the avelus ends. It just so happens, whenever the avelus ends, that's when you no longer have to be machlokus for Korea. So it's not a machlokus really in Korea, it's a machlokus basically in avelus, which has a ramifications for Korea. And whenever that's so, the din is that you make it. What's the proof? A Gemara Chafim Beis. What's the Chafim Beis? This Gemara says that Shmur Rechokus and machlokus are Bekiv and the Chachamim. I was a Shiva Yom or a Shah Achaz, we passed like a Bekiva because Allah never made the Oval, first from Rachel from an Aleph, and the Mars, therefore, is no Kriya. So why do you say, as far as Kriya is concerned, we should follow the Rabbanim, Kriya Lechud, and therefore it's the Shmur Rachel would have Shiva, not that you have to be no Shiva, but the guy with Kriya, we should say there should be Shiva, and therefore you should do Kriya. So So the answer is no. As long as the machlokas and avelus are not kamina for kriya, all the kula not too. That's a different b'tzal. Very beautiful answer. Rav Shech Tishalita, in his Mamar on Birur in Yana Ves, page 1, says a different terrace. There's an Indian of Machlif for Korea, it's not an Indian of Kriya Bishas Chimum. It's a separate halach of what? Avelus. It's Tzvei Dinim in Kriya. It's Kriya Bishas Chimum, and there's a Kriya Bishim Avelus. That's the theme in his whole Dvar Torah. He says Kriya Bishas Chimum, that's a Kriya Lechut. But Kriya Machlis Avelus, this is a separate din, and the Kriya Machlis Avelus, the halacha states that halach the Ramekel Ba'ovo. Because an afkamina for a piskei tshuva. Because a chalamayit, which is when it's kriya b'shas chimum, you are korea. Kriya shalo b'shas chimum, you wouldn't be korea. You wouldn't be korea. That's the piskei tshuva says in Sifkat Nidal. You mean afkamina for makhl for chalamayit. That changes closer in chalamayit. That's the whole discussion, which is your kompetzal. In any event, these are the two tshuvas we had this morning. Okay, is that, everyone got it straight? Okay, now with these two tshuvas as a background, we have to analyze the Gemara very carefully. On that clock. First of all, I want to know, according to Rav Shechter's answer, that the din is that when it comes to that the din is that halachic rank of avos should be limited to avelus and should not apply to a kriya which extends from avelus. Right? It's the zichron b'tzal's kiddush that applies to a kriya which extends from avelus. The quote of Shechter's Mahalach, which denies this, what would do with the Gemara without Kaf? The Zichr B'tzal Chor didn't just make a swerve beyond. He brought it off in the Gemara like him, right? The Farish Gemara without Kaf to support him. So if you deny his soul, what do you do with his Gemara? So the Chor would suggest a number of possible answers. One is what? Hold on. One possible answer is as follows. That mitzvah Yom Kukulo, which is a shadow over here, we could argue, is a machlokas b'kol haTorah kulo. We had discussed before, it's not only in Avelis, you have it by Nazir, you have it by Zava, you have it all over the place. The machlokas b'kol haTorah kulo. Okay? So the din is, Machlokas is called a Torah Kula, the halacha states, you're makel by Inyan of Avelus, but not as far as Kriya is concerned. That's the Maharsham's Kasha. And therefore the answer is Kasha, what do we have to say? The Machlokas of Korea is not a regular din of Kriya B'Shas Chimum, it's a new din of Avelus. However, one could argue, when is the Machlokas and Hilchas Avelus? The Machlokas is called a Torah Kula. When the Machlokas and Hilchas Avelus directly, then one can argue that you go to kula, that machlokas, not only in the Avelis itself, but even in the Kriya, which is a result of the Shalom Avelis. That machlokas, call it the kula, then maybe we're not really an Avelis Shalom. So it's enough for making an Avelis. We'll see later, some people argue with that too. We'll see how they get out of it. Some sort of deny that. But we all do make an Avelis too, but not in Kriya. But the machlokas in Avelis proper, such as the Gemara of Chav, then we make it in Kriya, as well. Of course, if this vote is true, it's knocked off the Zichron B'Tzalos all right. Because his Rav from the Gemara Daf Chav, but the Gemara Daf Chav is discussing the Machlokas and Hilchos Avelus. And there was the Shmuel Rechok. He's trying to bring a Rav from there to the case of the Maharsham, which discusses the Mitzvah for Kula. It's the Machlokas and Kula Torah Kula. Maybe that's not a good comparison. Maybe it's not a good comparison. Maybe. Maybe. One second. Yeah, what's one thing? We'll get to that later. That's a question we'll do in a Kibbutz Avayim. We'll come to that. We'll come to it again. Okay. However, it's not so simple. We mentioned before that make some cool, and my folks will call it Torah cool. Well, is that really true? We find it elsewhere, like in the Sefer Nozir, they equate Abishol with Rabbi Yossi, with this, with that. But it could be, as we said earlier, that the only machlokas that we call Ola Lakan Lakan. Right? They equate Ola Lakan Lakan. But as far as Zelda, maybe Emil Gibson and Kukulo, And therefore, Rabbanan Abba Shal only argue, and therefore the machlokas might only be machlokas and avails. In other words, if when we presented at one point, the machlokas, the denial of mitzvah kula is only by avails, assuming there is a denial, like the Pashup Shabbat the Testament days, it's only by avails, and not by kola Torah kula. So it would also be a shala in Ephes avails. How? Exactly, do you? The answer is, if everyone would agree, well, no, hold on a second. No. One could say, that we said before we discovered the Maran, we said that that the Machlokes is in only command Kabashol implies that there are some people who say there's no Mishmukul even by the Hugim and Avelis. Aye, but it does apply to other cases. Zava, etc. So Machlokes only in Avelis. So then the Kash would go back. And he said, it's a Chabetzal, maybe, perhaps. But then Shai also said that according to the Maram, as we mentioned briefly before, the whole Kash has to begin. If everyone agrees in the Hugim and Sukulo, Machlokes the Olukan Olukan, without Maram in New Testament days, then of course this question falls by the wayside entirely. Indeed, going back to my reading, Yamahochi. But no, I agree with that, Yisod. I'm not arguing that's true. But it seems to me, Abai and Rabbah argue one time or they're arguing on their own. I don't know. Oh, what they say, Hachi Yamar Abiyud, Hachi Yamar Abiyud, but they say on their own, Abai and Rabbah. Migul the Hotsi, they just stop arguing, I don't know. Why is that not they're arguing, that's the primary source. They're arguing, what is Kodesh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu? That's the verb. Eilu Adir Lekim Chaim, he said two things. He says, Achaz Diyav Lekim Shnayim Lekim Shamat, you can have two pshalim in the Torah HaKadosh. You can't have two pshalim, that's what Rav Meir said. Rav Meir says, Rav Meir is a mortal being. Either he meant this or he meant that. Only in the Torah itself, he said, that's his mahal. Very interesting. Very interesting. Most people say not that way, by the way. Chaim Aruch quotes in the Sivkot and Tez Zayin that we pass in you do say can make a bubble even in the Machlokas Amoroyim and even Machlokas Apost Machlokas we had what? The Tzivik of Paul Shapira, so they said the Machlokas can make a bubble both ways. I mean obviously they're assuming against that type. Now however yes
in the article against the
yeah.